Erland has the most amazing like memory for melodies and stuff. You go to the library like and come home with like, you know, he's got a stack of melodies.
Thank you very much.
Erland Cooper's strong memory for melody has served British folk rock outfit Erland and the Carnival well. But melody is only one part of the band's collage of sound. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Erland and the Carnival sound draws from English and Scottish folk music, but that's only one of their multitude of sources. They also pull from everywhere from newspaper articles to speeches to poetry to create a sound that's more collage than cover. And although the band members don't like to talk about it that much, Erland and the Carnival includes one guy who's been part of some pretty influential bands, too. Simon Tong plays guitar, harmonium, and zither for Erland, but he's also played with Blur, The Verve, and Gorillaz. Erland and the Carnival released its self-titled debut album last year, and the band has a new one on the way. And when the band members sat down with the alternate side's Alisa Ali, they told her a little bit about recording both of those, the first at a studio owned by Blur's Damon Albarn.
We recorded this at 13, which is Damon Albarn's studio.
We kind of do stuff at home as well, though. We kind of, everyone's got their own little studio at home. So
like little sheds and things like that.
Recorded all over the place.
So you guys are also recording little bits and pieces and sort of sending them to each other?
Kind of emailing stuff and kind of correlating it at different points. And yeah.
And how does the collaborating process work? Are you guys pretty much in agreement about most things, or lots of fist pumping? No.
No, it's like I think if you really want something, you fight for it, and if you really don't like something, you know really make that so, and then we work it out from there. Really, but I mean, usually like it's when we all agree, and the light bulb goes on, and we'll go, you know, that's the one, that's what we want.
Two weekends in the studio. Yeah. Pretty much.
It's that class, because you've had the songs for a while, and you kind of, you know, you played them, you rehearsed them up. You know, with the second, the process was, you know, like we were writing and
it was over a longer period.
Over a longer
it?
Period and writing and nuance, you know, little things coming in and out. So kind of an interesting.
Yeah, we did the second, recorded the second one on a ship, got a studio in the bottom of a ship,
on the Thames in London,
which was great.
Wow, that's so
cool. It was recorded underwater, pretty much.
And how did that affect you guys in any way?
Over the cabin fever set in.
Insane.
did you feel a little bit trapped?
A little bit seasick for a while. But
and there's all these kind of strange sounds, in, you know, like that you hear, and then kind of don't know whether they're on. Is that on the recording? Is it not? Is it? So then we started sort of sampling the sounds that we could hear and putting them on the record, because we're like, well, that's kind of, they're there most of the time, so they have to, you know, have to be there. And, you know, yeah, it's a odd one.
Version of Trouble in Mind from Erland and the Carnival. Thanks to producer Wymae Sussman, and hear more from Erland and the Carnival at thealternateside.org.